The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, here's something to know. It has to do about your real health savings account. You know, the best one is the one that you can't bank on, or you can't make a deposit in the bank per se, but you can certainly stockpile it, and you can make your body bulletproof in the future. This is having to do with stockpiling fitness and health for a later date. According to the journal Neurology, you can, in fact, do that, and here's what they found. This was a study on dementia, and the average age at the start of the study was 50. They had, hundreds of women. And it was a prospective study over a period of 44 years. So this is about as good as you can get. And what they found was that 40 women had a fitness level classed as high, 92 women had a fitness level classed as medium, and then 59 level classed as low. And the results of the study, the highly fit women were 88% less likely to develop dementia than moderately fit women. And of the women classed as having a low fitness level at the start, 45% of them developed dementia decades later. So if you don't move around, if you don't use it, you lose it. And that includes using your body to enhance your brain. And, it's everything's connected. What can I say? Body, mind, soul. And that's actually our topic of discussion in the second half of this hour's program. Kara Hewitt joins us. She's a psychotherapist and co-author of the upcoming book, Soul Happy, along with her psychotherapist co-author, Tracy Saboril. And we're going to go beyond talk therapy, although we'll talk about talk therapy, and get your soul happier this morning. So if you're feeling insecure or anxious or a little too depressed a little too often, we'll talk about it. And we'll also talk about why talk therapy is not always the answer. So ironically, that's something that we will cover. And so, and then also we'll have information on how you can be happier 1 year from now. There's some steps you can take to do just that. All right, I have to confess, 2 weeks ago on our 28th anniversary show, I thanked you, our listeners, of course, which, of course, you are the main component of the show. Without you, we don't exist. It's not possible to have Dr. Health Radio. However, I failed to fully acknowledge both Salem Media, the fine company that owns the station and broadcasts both on our show on AM and FM, AM 690, the Mighty 690, as well as FM 94.3. But most of all, I want to thank again my producer, Chaz Ontai, who throws all the levers, turns the right knobs, and presses all the right buttons without pushing mine, I might add. He's always a mellow guy. And he does it so seamlessly that I sometimes take him for granted. So thank you, Chaz. Appreciate it so much. That mega mahalos to everything you do for us this and every week at this time. So, and by the way, speaking of every week at this time, you can also join us tonight for our rebroadcast of the morning show, 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now, for Saturday Night Healthy. And you can always go to the website for previous shows. We podcast all the programs at drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com. So thanks, Jazz, for keeping the show sounding so good here on the radio. All right, next week it's the Eye Show on Dr. Health Radio when we focus our attention on your peepers. The most important sense is your vision. Dr. John Corboy, a veteran ophthalmologist here in Hawaii, joins us to give you some insight on your eyesight. We'll cover everything from cataracts to contacts, so you can use your hearing to improve your eyes, eyesight, or vision next week at this time. Hey, that's using one sense to improve another. How about that? Dr. Corboy has a lot of common sense advice on making sure your vision lasts a lifetime, so don't miss that show. That's 168 hours from right now. Still haven't lost that weight you wanted to lose from the last diet you were on? I know. Well, you know, I went on a diet once for 2 weeks, and all I lost was 14 days. You know? Anyway, there's the ketogenic diet, the paleo diet. Those are the two probably most popular diets of recent memory. And there's the low-carb, high-carb, no-carb. But maybe it's time to try radical metabolism. That's a new plan to blast fat and reignite your energy in just 21 days. And Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman joins us next hour. She's a longtime friend of mine and New York Times bestselling author of 30 books on health, nutrition, and medicine. And she joins us with new information on losing those excess pounds without losing your health in the process. So make sure you tune in to the show next hour as well. And if you can't tune in, you can always listen to the show tonight on our rebroadcast. This, according to research published in Experimental Biology, the impact of your foot hitting the ground when walking sends pressure waves through your arteries that boosts the blood supply to the brain. So that is a good thing, because your brain is going to be enhanced and it's going to benefit from physical exercise. But you can't do that if your feet are killing you, if you're having pains in the feet, you know, your 26 bones and 33 joints there down there. Well, here's a number to remember, 432. That's the booth number of the Step Ahead exhibit that will be featured at next week's Hawaii Seniors Fair, the Blaisdell Exhibition Hall. That's one of the biggest events at the Blaisdell Center every year. I think it's the second biggest event, 20-plus thousand people. I used to have a booth there every year, and we did it for Jack Elaine's radio birthday party because it always fell right around his birthday. Anyway, Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store, will have a 30 to 40% off discount on their products. It's the only time of the year they do this. So if your feet are killing you, help is available. Just step on over to Step Ahead, the booth number 432 at next week's Hawaii Seniors Fair. That's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's free. And you can save 30 to 40% on the most comfortable arch support devices, arch supports that you will ever feel. I'm wearing them now, and they're just like, I mean, it's like night and day. When you take them off, oh, my feet. And then you put them on, oh, my feet. Anyway, your feet will thank you. Or you can head on down to Step Ahead at either location here in Hawaii. But the special will be good only at the Blaisdell Center's Hawaii Seniors Fair next week. All right, so having said that, straight ahead in the news. Forget your blood type. Why bacteria may hold the key to universal donor blood. This is groundbreaking. Oh, that barbecue smell. Exactly what it's doing to your health. Plus, why you develop or think you develop a tolerance to caffeine. Well, yes and no. We'll have the full report. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Could blood shortages be a thing of the past? Well, this new discovery on bacterial enzymes, it may hold the key to universal donor blood. You know, the problem with blood and why they have to bank so much of it is there's the four types, the A, B, and AB, which is what I am, and then O. And you can't usually cross over. Well, O is usually universal, but then you can't cross, you know, you can't transfuse type A into type B. Otherwise, that could be a violent reaction and it could result in death. Anyway, long story short, this new discovery, it's, well, first of all, the different blood types or the red blood cells have different sugars on their surfaces, and the red blood cells in type A, for instance, host a particular set of these sugars, and type B has a different set. Well, AB cells carry both A and B sugars, and type O have none. So these sugars can act as antigens, which triggers an immune response, and that's the problem. So transfusing type B blood into someone in type A can be fatal, as I mentioned. But type O is a universal donor, and there are none of these antigens. Well, the same sugars that are on the red blood cells are also produced on the lining of the gut wall. And they found this bacteria. This was research from the University of British Columbia. And they found a family of enzymes that help the gut bacteria harvest the sugars. So when the team combined the enzymes with type A blood, the sugars were removed from the blood cells, resulting in type O blood. And there's a lot more safety testing to go on, but this is a promising step, and it may, this is groundbreaking because, you know, imagine that you don't have to, you could use any type of blood to be used for people suffering blood loss or if they need a transfusion for any reason. So good news indeed. All right, ever wonder what happens to caffeine that's removed from decaffeinated coffee? Well, the caffeine extracted from decaf coffee is sold to soft drink manufacturers to fortify or add caffeine to their cola drinks and orange drinks and all the other caffeinated sodas that are on the market. And speaking of caffeine, even longtime drinkers get the jitters. You know, the tolerance is really a myth. I mean, to a certain extent, it's true, but not to the extent that people think. Your nerves actually don't become caffeine immune over time, and they found that 3 cups of coffee or 3 daily cups worth of caffeine made subjects 40% more tense than a caffeine-free group. This was from the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology. And, you know, caffeine ups your cortisol levels, your stress hormone levels. It makes you more anxious and jittery and everything. If you do have to use caffeine, take theanine. L-theanine is a supplement, or you drink green tea, because green tea, the reason it doesn't give you the jitters like coffee does, even though it has caffeine or theophylline, which is a caffeine-related compound, is it also contains theanine, and that helps to balance out the caffeine compound. So you don't get the jitters that you would get from coffee. So green tea, a better choice. All right, new research from the American Chemical Society found that the smell from your barbecue or your neighbors, and I got to tell you, you know, I thought something was on fire a couple weeks ago when I was at home and I smelled something and I looked out, walked around the building, nothing, you know, no sign of anything on fire or combustible. And then turns out I walked almost half a block away or across the street, and my neighbors were doing a big barbecue, which the smell, it was like it was right out my window. Anyway, researchers have found more harmful substances in the smoke that are absorbed via the skin than via inhaling. So not only is it bad to breathe these polycystic aromatic hydrocarbons, but it's also apparently, it, especially if you're close to the barbecue, it's going to be absorbed in the skin, and that's not a good thing. And if you do use, if you have to or insist on using or doing barbecued meat, use the lower fat cuts of meat and use foil or a fat trap so that the fat doesn't fall into the coals and create more fumes. That's just adding fuel to the fire, or adding insult to injury, I should say. Okay. All right. Get off my soapbox here. And let's see a few other notables. Okay. Some fast facts for you that I'm going to fire off. There's a 40% higher fiber intake in vegan men compared to carnivores. Speaking of meat and barbecues. You know, by the way, barbecuing vegetables on the grill, not so, well, not harmful at all. Flipping on TV commercials or flipping on the TV period during meals is associated with obesity. Also, only 0 to 6% of obesity rates are found among vegetarians, whereas male and female vegetarians have a 3 to 20% lower body weight than meat eaters or versus meat eaters. And now that's not that to say that their fat level or the level of their body fat percentage is 20% lower. It's just that they usually have up to a 20% lower body weight or less mass. And another good thing besides lowering your meat intake is increasing your fruit and vegetable intake. Eating 800 grams, what's that, about a pound and a half of fruit and vegetables a day, reduces heart disease risk by 24%. 10 portions of fruits and vegetables a day significantly reduces the risk of stroke by a third. And the risk of kicking a bucket early was slashed by 31% when more fruits and vegetables were eaten on a daily basis. So if you don't get the message from those reports, I don't know what's going to convince you to eat more fruits and vegetables. So less eggs, more eggplant, okay? More plants, less animals. Okay, if you like poke or tuna sandwiches, but are you concerned about the mercury? Well, fresh yellowfin tuna has 100% of your daily selenium requirement in just an 85-gram portion. That's less than that's only about 3 ounces. And as we've talked about before, selenium helps to displace mercury, which renders the fish less hazardous from the standpoint of the mercury it contains. So so yellowfin tuna, make sure it's fresh. Remember, last week we did a, I think it was last week, I did a story where you had 85% more omega-3s in fresh tuna or fresh fish versus the canned tuna. Yep. All right, and to lose weight a little easier, sulforaphane, that's that sulfur-containing compound found in broccoli and cruciferous vegetables, lowers the rate of weight gain by 15% and visceral fat by 20%. In other words, belly fat. And broccoli sprouts contain the highest level of sulforaphane. That's 10 to 100 times greater than the broccoli vegetable. So nothing wrong with the vegetable, but you know, little sprouts never hurt. It's kind of hard to find broccoli sprouts. You can make them yourself, though. All right, a few other items in the news. Standing to burn calories. Average U.S. adult spends 7 hours a day sitting down. Extra calories burnt over 6 hours if an adult stands instead of sits. 54 calories doesn't sound like much, but over a period of 4 years, that's 22 pounds if you stand more than you sit, if you stand for 6 hours every day. You know, they have those new standing desks or treadmill desks. So that's a good idea. All right, here's our anti-tech tip of the week from the World Health Organization. We've mentioned this before. Gaming disorder, it's now defined as a psychological disorder and addiction in the International Classification of Diseases, as if we needed that. But gaming behavior, they say, takes precedent over other daily activities and interests of a person to the extent that it actually results in impaired functioning or distress, such as resulting in poor nutrition, reduced physical activity, and sleep. And here's a side note here. 69% of people admit to checking their cell phone while using the bathroom. Oh, somebody in the studio is nodding their head. Yes, of course, I do that. All right, we'll have the fitness file next week, or next hour for you, excuse me, along with sexual health and the Funny Bone Pharmacy. But here's a fitness article that I wanted to share with you, and we're getting our guest on the phone shortly. I think we may already have her on. A weak core could be affecting your running performance for you runners out there. Biomedical engineers at Ohio State University found that the key to a stable stride is a deep core. That's the muscles beneath your visible abdominals, and that enables your muscles when running to offset lower back strain. That's a common complaint among runners, so that's something to be aware of. So do those planks as well as push-ups. They recommend either stability balls, drills, or other, you know, Pilates is a good exercise to develop a core, deep core strength. All right, that's it for the Health Hotline News. When we come back, we'll have Kara Hewitt, a psychotherapist and co-author of the upcoming book, Soul Happy. We're going to go beyond talk therapy to get your soul happier. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Dr. Health Radio, brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Noni Lavender Lotion. Discover the healing power of Noni at realnoni.com. Also by Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company, featuring safe and effective phytocannabinoids without the controversial cannabis. And by Master Supplements, the creators of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. More information at Theralac.com.
Hey, we're so excited you could be out there in Radio Land. Welcome, one and all. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the program. We have done this for 28 years and counting. But who's counting? And we remind you to accept no generic substitutes. We are your original source for the latest information on preventive health medicine and information, I should say, preventive medicine, that can make you a happier, healthier person. And here to help us do that, Kara Hewitt, the author of the upcoming book, Soul Happy. She's a psychotherapist, has been practicing for decades. And we're going to go beyond talk therapy to talk about what's the deal with talk therapy and why there are other therapies that may be better than talk therapy. And we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Kara. How the health are you?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for being there. Now, if if people out there in Radio Land are feeling a little insecure or anxious or depressed, a lot of them go to therapy, and it's usually talk therapy. Isn't talk therapy the most popular form of therapy, or what is?
Well, it is, and that is that's kind of why my partner, my business partner Tracy, and I are shedding light on this new way to look at therapy in general, because we are in the field and we are considered to be psychotherapists who have been doing talk therapy for many, many years. So
you're going to give us a checkup from the neck up, right, this morning?
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Okay, let's do it. Let's talk about mental health and the importance of it. You know, it's the importance of treating body, mind, and spirit is so important, because if one is out of kilter, it affects the other two. There's no way to really compensate or make up for the fact that all three are not balanced.
Right. That's right. Yeah, and I don't know if you've had therapists on your show before.
Oh, sure.
They've just talked about, but yeah. So I thought maybe if people can understand that. So under the umbrella of psychotherapy, you have what is known as talk therapy, and that's where you go to your therapist's office and you talk about your feelings and emotions and events that have happened to you and circumstances that have left you.
Kara, excuse me, we're getting a little echo. Are you on you're just holding the phone to your ear, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Okay, yeah. Okay, now we can hear you. Good. Okay, go ahead.
So that's basic talk therapy. Some people don't, in these other interviews, I've realized not everyone understands what that means. So I'm trying to, clarify that for your listeners. So that is the back and forth that goes on with the therapist and the client in the psychotherapeutic relationship.
And, there's jokes abound this particular patient put my kid through college. And, when the psychologist is talking or the psychiatrist is talking about their patients. And it's because the talk therapy lasts not only months, but years or even decades. I mean, they just keep, it's a revolving door. It never ends. So what's the average length of time that a patient would go to a psychotherapist or psychiatrist for talk therapy?
Oh my gosh. It depends. If insurance is involved, that's a whole nother story because
they milk the insurance policy. Yeah.
Right, right. And sometimes that can be very short and sometimes it can be much longer. Mm-hmm. That insurance definitely plays a role in the number of sessions that you're allotted. And so that question
it's a loaded one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From our perspective, we're middle-aged, Tracy and I are in our 50s, and what we realized is that, you get to a point in your career where you look and you say, okay, there's got to be a better way to move these people, to move them beyond their emotional blocks so that they can see what we see or have more insights into their behavior. And so that's kind of the direction that we both took and moving into more modalities, more ways of looking at therapy and how we could better help our clients, not just talk about their problems, but really, really make dramatic changes for them so they won't have to see us anymore. Mm-hmm. That's where we were coming from.
So you're like a dentist that wants to eliminate the need for their patients to come back by treating them or teaching them preventive health measures and good hygiene, similar to dental hygiene or oral hygiene. In your case, it would be mental hygiene, I guess.
I guess that. Well, that's funny you said that because mental hygiene, clearing emotional blocks is kind of a big part of our technique and how we move people through to get to this other side, so to speak, of their understanding of their own behavior.
And Kara, if I could just chime in here, speaking of the other side, we need to take a break and we'll bring you back on the other side of the break. we will talk more about this. We'll get into some specifics. And I know some of the leaders in this field inspired both you and your partner, Tracy, namely Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Deepak Chopra, who was a guest here on Dr. Health some years ago. I've interviewed him, and Dr. Mm-hmm. Bruce Lipton and others. So we'll talk about that. And when we come back from this brief break, we'll tell you how to be happier 1 year from now. There's a particular way to do that. And our guest, Kara Hewitt, will also tell you how to be happier a year from now. But we'll have lots more information for your mental health as we give you a mental tune-up here on Dr. Health. Stick around. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. A new report looks at what percentage of college students have mental health issues. Kind of shocking. The World Health Organization has a cautionary report on exercise worldwide. What do they say? And what is the best exercise? Danish researchers say one game can add years to your life. And I'll have details coming up in my health report. It's in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthosin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthosin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthosin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthosin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthosin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthosin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthosin.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow, snow,
snow, snow, snow.
It is David Snow on your radio, irradiating you with 10,000 watts of fat-free energy. And speaking of that, next hour we're going to be talking to Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, talking about losing weight and losing that fat. The snowman says more screen time equals less lean time. There in front of the TV you sat only to grow old and get fat. As I always say, the larger and fatter the TV screen, the larger and fatter the TV viewer. So take that into account when you're at your leisure this weekend. Have an active weekend, and less screen time equals more lean time. So what can I say? All right, how to be happier 1 year from now to feel the full joy when your next birthday rolls around. Set a goal that involves other people. Things like learning to dance with a husband or spouse, or just something that involves another person or other people. German research shows most goals up your short-term satisfaction, but the only ones that boost your long-term connections are the ones that you have connections with other people, and that leads to long-lasting happiness. What do you think about that tip, Kara?
I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, we're not meant to be islands.
Yeah, that's true. You know, a lot of people are antisocial. I'm selectively social. There's a difference. I don't hang out with a lot of people, but anyway, let's talk about new findings. Tell us about some new findings that you and your partner discovered when it comes to therapy and making us feel more mentally and emotionally secure and less depressed and anxious.
Well, the new findings are based on neuroscience, and let me just preface this by saying I'm certainly not a neuropsychologist. I am a psychotherapist, so that my specialty is not in that area. But what we have learned and what we are understanding in the field of psychology is that when we are able to bridge the findings of neuroscience along with theories of psychology, and of course, then again, the part about spirituality. When we bridge all three of these, there's starting to new patterns are being formed, and it's what we call like a new wave. A new wave in our field of psychotherapy needs to come, because frankly the old way of just talking about our emotions and our events in our lives and trying to find insight that way really is outdated. You know, that began in the 1950s, and we really haven't changed that a lot. So what we're shedding light on is this new way to look at talk therapy in a different way, and to say, you know, there are new neuroscientific findings dealing with brainwave states. Aren't not necessarily new, but they're new to the field of psychotherapy, relatively. Uh-huh. I'd say within the last, 10 to 15 years, have we really come to light, these new understandings come to light.
Okay. Now, I know you're not a psychiatrist, so you don't prescribe drugs for, you know, such as antidepressants for depression or other mental disorders. But what is your view as a psychotherapist on the epidemic levels of these prescriptions for antidepressants and other medications that are rife with side effects, but also they're just a crutch or a Band-Aid approach to treating the psychological disorders?
Yeah, well, my approach has always been, since being in practice, is that, you know, there's always other ways to look at depression and anxiety other than to just go for the meds. Although that's what the culture seems to, you know, people are understanding that's just the way to go now. You just take a pill. And I know this is not new information for you. I know this is probably in every field, but I always took the approach that there's another way to look at these disorders in a different way. And, you know, speaking of disorders, that's another issue too for me as a psychotherapist is, you know, for insurance reasons, you had to put a diagnosis on someone all the time. And that was how you got the payment. You know, of course you had to have a diagnosis.
The code. The label, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, and that label oftentimes is, as worn, I'll just say this very frankly, as a badge of honor for some people. Well, you know, I do this because I have anxiety, or I do this because I'm depressed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And almost they take that label and they just and they wear it on their forehead and that is them. You know, that's the way they look at themselves. That's where their loved ones look at them. That's where their practitioners look at them. And it becomes a problem. I think this is a culture that has to change.
And what about the animal therapy? You know, the what do you call it? The you know, the people that have animals. I forgot the exact term.
The service animals.
Service animals. Thank you. But you know, and I mean, I love animals as much as the next person. You know, dogs, cats, and all animals. That's why I don't usually eat them. That's why I was a vegetarian for 30, 40 years. Anyway, having said that, a lot of people take it to the nth degree, and they're abusing that privilege or that particular aspect of mental health and therapy, the therapy dogs and the therapy animals. What's your view on that, and do you have any patients that that are in that arena?
I've had a couple people ask me to write letters for them. My kind of feeling about that is it seems to me, I live in Orlando, so we have a lot of theme parks here. I'm beginning to see these animals in theme parks, and I'm starting to wonder, you know, what is...
I mean, there's peacocks and pigs. It's not just dogs and cats, for goodness sakes.
If you need a dog to make you feel better in Disney World, well, you know, I mean, maybe that's legit. I don't know.
There's Dumbo and Pluto. There's the cartoon character dogs and cats, you know.
You know what it is? It's anxiety because you have to wait in line 2 hours. So maybe that's
right.
The deal.
There you go. But I can't imagine, you know, if I were a service animal waiting in line for 2 hours. I mean, come on. It's like, hey, I got to take a leak. Where's the nearest fire hydrant or tree, you know, if I were a dog?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I can't really speak to that. That's probably.
Okay, I know. I'm going on off on a tangent there, a little entertainment in addition to our information. Yeah. Let's talk about different classes of or different age groups when it comes to talk therapy as well as psychotherapy, and we'll get into some of the information in your book, your upcoming book, Soul Happy. But let's first of all talk about working class people, you know, the 30 to 60 year olds that are in their careers and everything. What are some of the most challenging or most common mental challenges that they have that you see in your practice?
Yeah, well, let me just preface. I'm not practicing any longer because I've moved into this other area. But however, I only saw adults in my practice, and from that age group mainly, the one from age 25 to 60.
Yeah.
And the issues that I, you know, the two big ones that most therapists see are depression and anxiety. These are the two that people come in for, and that's what they are seeking therapy for. Those are just, that's across the board. That would be
Okay.
Probably every therapist would tell you the same. Where I think they're coming in for specifically, a lot of people are, and I think this is probably over the last 5 years, a lot of people are just not satisfied with their careers. They want to make a career change. They don't know how to do it. They are seeking for something more purposeful in their lives. They're tired of the hamster wheel they're on, and they don't see a way out.
You know, speaking of change, Kara, if I could just interject here, that's a perfect segue into our quote of the week, which comes from Dr. Wayne Dyer, who was a friend of mine. He lived on Maui here in Hawaii, and we had him on the show several times over the years. He was America's psychologist long before Dr. Phil or any of the other current ones. This quote by him was, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. And isn't that part of what you do with your patients, as you put them in a different, have them look at it in a different light or perspective?
Well, that the perspective and that change in perspective is the ultimate end point.
Yeah.
That's where that's where you want your client to go. You want them to be able to see their world and their place in it differently, so that they can adapt or make those out of the box changes they need to make for themselves in terms of a career or getting out of a relationship that's not good or whatever it is that they're seeking therapy for in the first place. That's the goal.
Hanging out with toxic people, that's another, no matter what your age is.
That's a big one.
Although,
and getting them to that space, that's the ultimate job and the ultimate purpose of a therapeutic relationship is to guide them, not tell them. There's a big difference. Mm-hmm. Tell them what to do in their life, but to guide them.
And you know, actually, the therapist, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of times the therapist becomes the patient becomes dependent on the therapist for their happiness, or they need that therapy fix every week or every month, whatever the frequency is of visits.
That is an issue, for sure.
You know, especially the Hollywood crowd, you know. Everybody has a therapist in Hollywood, right?
It's like getting your nails done, it's becoming a crutch.
A status
for a
symbol,
lot of
too. Yeah. Right. What? Yeah. You don't have a therapist? Oh, well, let me give you the card of my therapist. He gave me a few extra business cards here.
Here's a Groupon.
Touche. That's great. Hey, okay, so let's shift gears from the working class, the 25 to 60-year-olds, as you mentioned, to college students. A lot of, Dick Allgaier has a health report on the mental state of today's college students. I haven't heard the report yet on that, but... There's a lot of depression and anxiety. Well, not so much depression, maybe more anxiety and uneasiness in that age group of people, or the life age stage, if you will, of adolescents and then students into going into college. What are some of the challenges with that age group?
Yeah, I used to work in a college campus, so I used to see a lot of this age group. And of course, they're under such pressure perform in the classroom and now the online classes, they're not any easier. I mean, there's so much pressure on today's youth. And then the worst part about it is, and this is just my observation, once you get that bachelor's degree, there's not a job available for them, or at least it's not in the field they wanted to be in. And so it's a tough time, I think, to be an undergrad student now. I think it's an unusual time in there.
All right. And then let's finally cover the senior population. What are some of the main issues or challenges that age group or population faces when it comes to mental health and integrating body, mind, and spirit into being soul happy, as you say in your upcoming book?
The senior citizens, of course, are dealing with physical problems. They're dealing with their friends dying. They're dealing with lack of energy, all those things that just affect them, a lot of depression in that population.
Right.
Not so much anxiety, but just depression. And again, it's about, you know, they're toward the end of their lives, and they're wondering, you know, what else is there?
What's it all about? Yeah, like the song says.
And so, yeah, when they're coming into for therapy, it's they're just talking about that. What is it? What more can I do with my life? I'm done with my career, or I'm done with raising children. Grandchildren don't really want to be around. What is it? What is left for me?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that age group is more about life purpose.
Yeah, and I have. Have you seen some of the studies of the happiest people, or the age at which you're happiest? Now, some studies, I've seen a few that say, oh, it was like 38 or, you know, late 30s, because your career is established and you're more emotionally stable and other favorable factors. And then early 60s is another happy state, I think early to late 60s, to where you've been successful in your career and you're retired. You don't have to have the day-to-day obligations and so on. So I think kind of that sweet spot of either the 30s or the 60s, and then we tend to manage things between those ages. But you could be happy at any age. I mean, I don't want to stereotype people or give them the idea that, oh, well, I'm only 57 now, so I have to wait another 5 years to be happy.
Right.
So I'll be happy as soon as I make my first million. You know, it's the millionaire syndrome where, and then they get the first million. Oh, no, okay, just 2 million. That I'll be more secure then, and then I'll be happy. So do you find, have you had a lot of patients with monetary or materialistic problems where, they feel that they're not successful, even though you see their wealth and you think, what is this guy talking about? He's crazy.
Well, you know, I found that my clients that were coming in that age group, of course, you know, I live in retirement. You know, everybody around me, there's retirement communities everywhere around where I live in Orlando.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me that they're more in line with what, and maybe it's just because they sought me out. I'm more of a mind, body, spirit, I would say, therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much, you know, the community mental health center. But I had my own practice, and I think in terms of what they were seeking with me was more in line with, who am I as this elderly woman, and what does it mean? What can I do to contribute? How can I feel better about, you know, the way I go through life and associate with others? And now that my husband's gone, you know, who am I without my husband? And things
right.
like that.
Right. Yeah. You have to reinvent yourself as you go on in life, because, you know, stuff happens.
Your circumstances change as you get older.
Exactly. People get divorced, remarried, et cetera. Yeah. Okay, Kara, we need to take one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here in the studio. And when we come back, I want to ask you about some of the leaders who inspired you and your partner, Tracy Saboril, to work on this upcoming book, Soul Happy, namely Dr. Deepak Chopra, as I mentioned, who was a guest on this show before, Richard Bandler of the Neuro-Linguistic Programming. I used to know Tony Robbins, if you remember Tony Robbins, the Firewalk Experience and so on. And Dr. Bruce Lipton, the Biology of Belief author. So we'll talk about some of the work that they've done too, and how people can benefit from theirs as well. So back after this, as we continue with Kara Hewitt, a psychotherapist, and we'll also tell you how to get in touch with her when her book does come out. The book is Soul Happy. Back after this, we hope you're happy this weekend, and we want you to stay happy and healthy by keeping your radio dial right where it's at until 11 o'clock this morning. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD. because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata.
Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are our specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nakata.
Hey, we hope you're happy. Indoctrinating you with the knowledge to improve your health. And a reminder, next hour, Dr. Ann Louise Gettleman joins us. She will be with us talking about weight loss and dieting. You know, there's the ketogenic diet, the paleo diet, and high carb, no carb, low carb. But she has a new book called Radical Metabolism, and she'll be with us on talking about how to blast fat and reignite your energy in just 21 days. She's a New York Times bestselling author, a longtime colleague of mine, and she practices what she preaches, and we'll have that in next hour's show. Next week at this time, it's the I Show on Dr. Health Radio as we focus our attention on your most important sense, your vision. Dr. John Corboy joins us, ophthalmologist extraordinaire, and he'll be here to answer everything about, we're not going to have a live phone call in, but we'll have all kinds of questions answered, contacts, cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration. We'll cover all the eye diseases as well as all the things you can do to keep your eyes shining and lasting as long as you do. We want your vision to last a lifetime, so that'll be in next week's program. All right, continuing our conversation with Kara Hewitt. Now, Kara, if people, I know your book's not out yet, and it's called, it's going to be called Soul Happy, but how can people get in touch with you if they want to be apprised or notified when the book does come out?
Well, we have a website called soulhappy.com, and we have a whole bunch of information on there, and you can read more about us, what our technique does, which is would be detailed in the book, as well as people who have influenced us and our backgrounds, all of that's on there.
Okay, and speaking of people who have influenced you, Dr. Deepak Chopra, let's talk about him. Meditation, is that part of your therapy?
Well, the neuroscience part of this is more in line with the work of course, Deepak Chopra talks about brainwave states. Dr. Joe Dispenza is a big thought leader in this area. So just kind of, I'll give you a little synopsis. Really, all of this is not new information per se, but an understanding, and again, of psychotherapy and specifically talk therapy, how talk therapy can change with the understandings of these new findings of brainwave states, and how when we lower brainwave states, So, you know, I don't know if you've ever had a hypnotherapist or
yes, we have. Yeah, sure.
So you understand that when you lower your brainwave state from we're always in the beta, like you and I right now are talking in beta. That is
no. I have a switch on the control panel here where I can check. I can just switch my myself to
alpha.
Delta alpha. I wish that was the case.
Let's hope you don't get to delta because that would be really
yeah.
boring. For you
I would be talking like this.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyway,
but,
go on.
You know, so if you get to the beta, you know that would be the part of your when you're at the cycles per second, where it's like 12 to 30 hertz. Anyway, when you're in beta, you and I are talking in beta right now. When we lower our brainwave states, we go into a frequency known as alpha. Alpha is just where we, you know, for instance, you know, have you ever been driving in a car and you get there and all of a sudden you're like, I don't remember that drive at all.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. You're getting into that alpha state when you're driving. That's where we get into... concentration levels are increased. We're focused. We're more our subconscious mind, which is where you're on the brink of your subconscious at that point, is where you absorb a lot more information.
Mm-hmm.
So that brainwave state of alpha is where you are going when you're meditating. Okay, so it's just, you know, it's semantics. We're talking about meditation or we're talking about brainwave states. You use them interchangeably. But as Tracy and I have been understanding that, you know, we therapists, and I'm meaning talk therapy, we've been working with the conscious part of the mind. And what we're understanding that if we really, really want to make a difference with our clients, what we have to do is access those lower brainwave states with them.
Mm-hmm. All right. On that note, Kara, we are out of time. We just have a minute left.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts about our thoughts and talking with us about talk therapy. And again, the website soulhappy.com, is that correct?
It is. It's soulhappy.com. You can read all about it.
Great. And the book will be out sometime next year, I take it?
Maybe by the end of this year.
Good.
Sign up on our website, okay. get on our email list, and we'll put out notice as soon as that's out. But
great.
It's full of information.
All right, Kara Hewitt. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There goes Kara Hewitt of Soul Happy. And here we go. But we'll have one more hour right after the top of the hour, Fox News with the Fitness File. Matters of Sexual Health, The Funny Bone Pharmacy, Dick Allgaier's Health Report, and Anne Louise Gittleman. Dr. Gittleman will talk about her new book, Radical Metabolism, How to Lose That Weight Permanently and Be Healthier in the Process. So stick around for hour number two here on Dr. Health Radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio, Hawaii's healthiest 2 hours on radio.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.